This is Ashley Hodge. I'm coming to you after Baylor's 91-60 victory over the New Orleans Privateers the day before Thanksgiving. I want to just give you some quick thoughts as you may be traveling for the holidays to your Thanksgiving destination. First of all, it's crazy how sometimes it feels like we're living in a simulation. KenPom predicted this to be Baylor 90, New Orleans 60. Final score was actually 91-60. So they're almost right on the money with their prediction for the score. And it is amazing how accurate these computers are at predicting game scores a lot of the time. Just as an observation on what I liked from Baylor today, obviously we shot the ball from three really well. Langston was only 1-for-6, but everybody else, VJ was 0-for-2, but you had Rob Wright at 3-for-6, Jalen Celestine at 2-for-4, Jeremy Roach only 2-for-7, but the big number was 7-for-10 from Jaden Nunn. So 15-for-37 for the day, and that's 40%, 41%. You'll take that all day long. They did a good job of taking care of the basketball. Only 6 turnovers, 19 assists. That's a terrific number. And then you also like the offensive rebounding. Lots of extra possessions led by Norchad Omir's 8 offensive rebounds. Death, taxes, double-double for Norchad Omir. 12 points, 13 rebounds. Jeremy did a really good job. Floor game was on point. 8 assists, 0 turnovers. 4 assists, 0 turnovers for Jay Nunn. Rob Wright had a few turnovers, but he ends up with 4 assists. He had 3 turnovers on the night, but he scored 18, was second leading scorer. Jaden Nunn, 23. Jeremy Roach had 17. And then Norchad was the only other player in double figures at 12. Looks like VJ Edgecombe probably was kept out of the second half. It seems like a precautionary deal. I didn't see him injure anything. With the comfortable lead at halftime, I assume that they're just being cautious with him and wanted to give Langston Love some minutes. Good floor game from Langston Love. Didn't have any assists, but no turnovers. And I thought his energy was good. He made the right basketball decision consistently. He got 4 rebounds, ends up with 7 points, 27 minutes. So you love to see him moving around. We're going to need him as we head into UConn in the teeth of the schedule. This is going to be an important game coming up next week. UConn will play today in the losers bracket of the Maui Invitational. They dropped 2 games in a row, so they have 2 losses. Baylor has 2 losses, but you know they're going to be a hungry dog to get back on the winning side against a good team, and we're going to get their best shot. So our guys need to be ready. Defense today was pretty good most of the game. At the end of the game, we let up a lot of cheap baskets. Shout out to Day Hunter. He ends up with 18 points, 6 three-pointers. Most of those came late, I thought. Also 7 rebounds. He had a really good game. Baylor did a pretty good job of limiting James White, their leading scorer, who averages 21 a game. He had only 9 points on 12 shots. So they were, paying attention to him. That was good to see. It was a switch everything, man-to-man defense today. And for the most part, I thought they did a good job until the last, 8 or so minutes, 6 minutes, when the game was clearly in hand. Baylor was up by 40, ends up winning by 31. Good day at the office for the Bears. Hope they have a happy Thanksgiving. And I know they're going to be chomping at the bit to get the Tennessee and the Gonzaga game out of their minds as they go to UConn, a game that I will be in attendance at. And I'm really looking forward to seeing how they match up. Other scores around the nation right now, a very surprising result with Gonzaga, West Virginia. Gonzaga is holding on to a 1-point lead with 5 minutes left. So that'll be interesting to see how that game turns out. And then the other shocker today was Louisville just totally crushing Indiana, 89-61. May speak to how good Tennessee is, because I think Tennessee beat them by 20-something points. And then Louisville turns around and just blasts Indiana. So that's a pretty impressive score. Interesting times for basketball fans and football fans when the two seasons overlap. We got the Kansas game coming up Saturday. Hopefully anyone on the fence will come support the Bears. They've won 5 in a row. Would really be a terrific way to end the season, to win their 6th game in a row and then leading into a bowl game. Still a chance to make the Big 12 championship game too. The chances, I think, were at 14%, so that's not a high probability. But stranger things have happened. A couple upsets here and there. I think they need 3 of 4 teams to lose on Saturday And if the Bears take care of business, then they definitely have a shot to still play for the Big 12 championship game, which would be a miracle given the 2-4 start. Happy for Dave Aranda. Happy for Scott Drew and the squad getting this win. The other comment I'll make is it was good to see Marino get a bucket at the end. Nice little hook shot. And then Davison Hubbard as well with a great backdoor cut. Omar set him up perfectly with the assist. Those were all good things that you like to see at the end of the game. Somebody mentioned that Jason Asamoah refused to go in the game at garbage time. I don't know what the backstory on that was, whether he was just, you know, trying to give Langston more time out there or you know, if that's something that needs to be monitored, but just an off comment there. Okay, that's it for now. Hope you guys have a happy Thanksgiving. Good win for the Bears, 91-60. I'm going to see if Ken Pom's updated the stats yet. They have not. So I was going to look at the points per possession, but good day at the office. Sick 'em Bears.